Welcome to A Few Goldilocks Bears Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about things we love, things that we hate, and things in the middle. This could be things that we're indifferent about, that we're ambivalent about, that we're on the fence about. These are the gray areas of life. These are the things that aren't in the black and white, that they don't maintain to your precious polar opposites.
Hello, this is Vincent Cloud.
This is John Nemitz.
And I'm David Lauer.
And I say, before we get into our rich topics, plentiful topics, let's talk about old topics in a segment we call the Deja Fuse. I'll go first. This is about planned obsolescence. Dave, you hated this, and who would enjoy it? Because this happened to me recently. I've owned this printer for years. I've been using it a lot. Like, I've been designing my own board game and shit, so I have to recopy and recopy lots of colors, you know. And so I just bought some ink cartridges again, and I've barely used them, and now the lights are like low on black, and I'm like, what the fuck? And just today, now it's low on color. I've barely used this. I think this was a meme about shrinkflation or something like that. And I guess it's true, because I did not ever have a problem with these cartridges until just this last purchase. And I've been using it for, I would say, 4 years for sure. So yeah, that pisses me off. Planned
obsolescence. Where did you buy the cartridges from?
Walmart.
Yeah, I figured. So Walmart, part of the reason they're actually able to have lower prices on stuff is that they'll actually sell like ink cartridges that have less ink in them than other brands. So you'll be going and thinking like, oh wow, like, you know, Office Depot is charging $40 for these cartridges, but Walmart is charging $20. That's because there's actually less ink in them, I've heard.
But the thing is, though, I've been buying from Walmart this whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I saw some kind of spreadsheet online, and it was like the price of liquids per ounce. And it was, you know, gasoline price per gallon, milk price per gallon. Then it was like ink cartridge, like per gallon. Like because you buy like, there's like a half an ounce or something in a cartridge, like a minuscule amount. But like, it would be more, it's like the most expensive liquid in the world somehow. Like if you actually, it's similar to like the price of silver or gold or something ridiculous.
Like human blood is easier to come by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Let's get the show started. I believe, John, you start this off.
Well, you know, something I could print out is a copy of the Mona Lisa, a piece of art to which I am indifferent. And I think, I don't know, we'll see, maybe a lot of people are indifferent to it, but I feel like a lot of people have strong opinions one way or the other. It's definitely super popular. It's probably one of the most well-known paintings on this planet of ours. But I know people who like straight up hated it. Like, this might be because when I went to college, I was friends with a bunch of like art majors and stuff, and they had to do like art history classes and all this stuff. But like, I remember like I was listening to Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, a cover band, Deja Few, cross genre covers. And they sing a version of the song Mona Lisa. And my roommate at the time just started ranting about how ugly he thought that painting was, and how dumb it was, and that people like it and all that stuff. I have seen it in person at the Louvre in Paris, and it was probably like the most popular like exhibit there. You know, like huge crowd around it. You can't really get close to it unless you like hang around and like work your way up like a mosh pit at the at a concert or something. And it's smaller than most people think. I think it's like 2 feet by less than 3 feet or something like that, or smaller even. Like people think that expect it to be a lot bigger. But it's not as comically small as I've heard other people. It's not like postcard size or anything like that. But like the I can see the appeal, like the what do you call it? Enigmatic smile and like all the not conspiracy theories, but it's just like unknown, like who modeled for it. Like people say it's what Da Vinci thought like a female version of himself would be. I've heard that as a theory. I've heard that it was like an intern of his that modeled for it, and just like all kinds of different theories. Like seems like nobody really knows, but in the end it's not something I would ever like go out of my way to buy a print of or even look up too often. Like it's fine, but I find some of his other works to be more interesting. What do you guys think?
I would really want to hear exactly his complaints that the artist major, because
Oh yeah.
my mom went to college to be an artist, so she kind of, she has these terms that she could throw out there where I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah, I'm kind of curious. But I here in Eau Claire we have like a shitload of Mona Lisas. Like I don't know when this happened, but we have giant versions of them on our buildings and like scattered through Eau Claire. I'm not really sure how many we have, but so I think I probably have been like, overexposed to
Oh,
the
interesting. I didn't know that about Eau Claire.
Mona Lisa. I think there was a thing. What's the stupid thing with like, oh, what's his name? Died in a cell. No, he became president. That's the thing.
Oh, the Mandela effect.
Yes, the Mandela effect. People say that about Mona Lisa with like, I thought she was more of a smirk. Do you remember that? I'm like, I do, but I don't know. I feel like I could be manipulated when it comes to my memories, like we all can in some way. I don't know. What do you got to say, Dave?
I'm indifferent to it. I don't really understand the hate for it. Like, it's fine. It's just like, a portrait, but it's a fictional person, so it's like I can't really care if it's just, I don't know. It'd be one thing if it was like a character of like a Shakespeare like book or something like that, and you're like, oh, okay, there's a picture to go along with a book or something, but it's like I know nothing about this person at all, or like it's not like they did anything. But like John, you were saying the like who the inspiration was. Like what I heard was that it was like a female version of Leonardo da Vinci, and the reason he it's just like him reversed because he's just looking at a mirror of himself, and that's what he was painting, was just like kind of a mirror image. Like the face matches up pretty well, apparently, according to whatever weird documentary I saw on the History Channel when I was like 17.
It's
Yeah, well,
a
he's done like self-portraits too. Like you would think it would, you could just compare him and see like how he saw himself for a self-portrait versus how he drew that.
it's an
But then
oil painting,
is it
right?
just yeah, I think so. But then I was just saying, is it like, like Futurama, how like all the characters are like, or Simpsons or whatever, like all the characters are like, you can tell those are Matt Groening characters, but that doesn't mean they're all supposed to be like self-portraits or portraits of the same person or whatever. Like if he has a style, that doesn't mean that it's necessarily trying to be the same representation.
Did you hear that? And I think I know this from Drunk History, where like one of the reasons why it's so popular is because it was stolen and like Yeah, like an Italian man was like, this belongs to Italy because, yeah. And he stole it and then he just left it in his apartment for like years and years. Like I had his kitchen table or something. Like he barely took care of it. And then once he tr did he turn himself in? I don't remember. But yeah, that definitely like raised the profile of the Mona Lisa. Yeah.
Interesting. So it's kind of like a lost work that has been recovered. So that kind of revitalized interest in it, perhaps.
Yes, and it kind of goes hand in hand with like talking about like only after the artist dies that their art is whatever, because I heard or I think I read where it's like he had this painting amongst his possessions, and once he died, his assistant is like, oh shit, like this is something, yeah. So that built it up, and then being stolen just built it up even more in people's minds. So you said that you saw it in real life, and it's kind of hard to get there. Is it easy enough to get there and throw paint on it to
No,
raise awareness to
it's
global
behind
warming?
glass.
Okay.
Yeah, like most of the work there is just, exposed. Like, you could throw paint over most of the stuff there, but that one in particular would be protected. Unless maybe you're Thomas Crown or something, you could figure
Oh my
something out.
gosh, those with those piercing Brosnan eyes. All right, segue challenge. To that, I lightly smile. What does the
Let's paint our way out of this corner.
smile mean? go ahead, Dave.
right. I have something I hate, and it like sporadically happens throughout the year, and it happens, I don't know, maybe like in the fall it happens, and then again around the springtime it happens again. Where I'm at work, and then just suddenly over the course of a week or two, I'm just bombarded by coworkers who have these fundraisers for their kids that are in various sports or extracurricular activities. And they all want, oh, do you want to sign up for this raffle? Do you want to buy some Girl Scout cookies or Boy Scouts sell popcorn? Or their baseball team, they have this catalog. You want to pick something out, and like at first, when I first had like some Girl Scout cookies, I was like, oh yeah, let me sign up for some Girl Scout cookies because I got a sweet tooth. I like cookies. Who doesn't? And it's like I could just buy them, but now it's like when I walk out of Walmart and the kids are selling cookies, I'm like, sorry, I got them from Tammy at work. I don't need your cookies. But it's so annoying to me. I don't know why I find it annoying because it really means nothing to me at all. But it's like sometimes they'll try and guilt you into getting some. They're like, it's only a dollar. They're like, they're beef sticks. Get these beef sticks. And I'm like, I mean, I love Slim Jims. Like, let me get a beef stick. And then you buy one for a dollar, you bite into it, and it's like barely even food. It tastes absolutely disgusting. And you're just like, oh, this is just a waste of money. I don't know. It's super annoying, and I hate it. Like I don't want, like, even we have like x-ray students. I work in a hospital. So our x-ray students who are in college, and then they come in and they are kind of free labor, basically. It's kind of nice at times, but they're like selling t-shirts for their school class, so that for their whatever senior trip or something, I don't know. But they're like selling t-shirts for the college, and they're like, Dave, you want to buy a t-shirt? And I'm like, no. And they're like, why not? And I'm like, well, I didn't go to college there, so it's not like I'm be like repping my old alma mater or something. So I don't, and I'm like, plus the t-shirt, it's like in the shape of a like a gravestone or a tombstone. I'm like, it's kind of creepy. There's, we're in radiology, so there's like a skeleton hand on it. I don't know. There's nothing about the t-shirt that's even remotely good. So I'm like, I'm not going to spend $20 on it. And if I did, every year there's new students. So then it's like, am I going to buy something every single year? Because then it's like a subscription service that I don't want to sign up for. And if I buy from one person in the department and get like something for their kid, or like popcorn or something. Then it's like I'm obligated to get something from somebody else. I feel like a social pressure. Like I'm like, oh, you bought some from, Amber, but you didn't buy any from Rosa. And it's just like, oh, well, whoops, sorry. I don't know. Do you guys ever have a lot of fundraisers come through your jobs, and does it annoy you?
It has happened. I imagine it's more common for John because right now I don't have any coworkers, so.
I don't know. Honestly, not really, but I guess I work with a bunch of childless cat ladies and cat gentlemen. Is that the other one?
Tomcats.
The only one really was Girl Scout cookies, which I honestly don't mind. Like, I'll get a couple boxes of Thin Mints and tagalongs. Thank you very much. We don't have a lot of them come through. And like for like candy bars and beef sticks and stuff, I always just play the vegan card. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, do you have any like cruelty-free candy? And they never do, so that's fine. I like the idea with the t-shirts, like, can I like design like a good t-shirt and I'll buy that from you? Because like I'm not a fan of the ones you're selling.
Wow, so that's the key, huh? Just work with people that they're like, yeah, once I'm gone, my name will disappear.
Exactly.
That's great.
And what I was telling the students was, I'm not gonna buy your t-shirt. And I was telling my coworkers, I'm like, you know what? In like 5 or 10 years, I'm gonna eventually break down and buy t-shirts, but only from like the very best students ever. Like, if I sell out immediately and just buy a t-shirt, then I was like, oh, Dave will buy a t-shirt from anybody. But if I wait, then I'll actually buy t-shirts from somebody who'll be like, whoa, this has never happened in the history of Dave. Be like, yeah, it's a good t-shirt. I gotta have it.
Yeah, I think I've had that experience of like, every once in a while someone will bring their kids stuff and their pitch is horrible, like, hey, can you help me go to, you're like, hey, look at me in the eye, punk. What are you trying to sell? So you do end up paying it, but like you're like, well, I wasn't necessarily in the mood for this certain product, and it'd be better if they're like, hey, to help, well, what do you want? I'm like, nachos. They're like, okay, we'll go buy some nachos for you.
Yeah,
That'd be better. That'd be way better because then it'll just, they might have
like, can your kid just go do my shopping for me? And I'll give you like a
to.
percentage, like a Instacart fee or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you'll earn a badge for nacho getting. Yeah.
I remember, like, so, like, we were kids once, and we had like what, jump rope for heart and the walkathons and all that kind of stuff. I'm trying to remember, like, I feel like I don't think my my mom worked at the school, so there obviously wasn't a lot of like fresh blood for getting donations from those people, but like I don't think we ever subjected it to my dad's coworkers or anything at the factory. It was always just like my aunts and uncles and stuff who had to pony up for my jump roping ability or whatever it was.
Wait a minute. So, Dave, have you ever done that? Did you have to do the door-to-door thing or anything like that?
I did when I was in like Cub Scouts in like third grade. It was like popcorn, and it was going door to door. It's terrible.
Ugh.
Like, it's, people are just trying to eat their dinner or watch TV after work, and you're bugging the hell out of them. They're just like, what the hell? Get out of here. So, like, you kind of have to take it, the parents kind of have to take it to their coworkers and see if anybody will buy it. Like, I get that. But I do feel like when I was a kid and I was in basketball or baseball or football, like, our parents just had to pay for everything. Like, if you were on the team, they're like, well, we need this many new jerseys this year and this many new helmets, and just divide it between the 28 kids or whatever, it's going to come to $62 a kid. Like, so if you want to be on the team, it's $62. Otherwise, you're not on the team. And that was going to cover the uniforms and the gas money or whatever for the school bus rides, or I don't know.
Wow, a real pay-to-play situation.
Yeah,
Yeah.
really. All of our players are rich as hell. What's up with that?
But I'm pretty sure that's what they said to everyone, but I'm pretty sure like everybody still joined the team. Like even if they didn't pay their dues, they're like, oh, I'll pay you next week. And then they just don't. I don't think it was a big deal.
I think I avoided it every time. Every time they were like, "Hey Vince, you want to go to Florida?" I'm like, "Sure, why not? Let's go." And they're like, "No, you have to raise money." So I'm like, "Not that much." Like I am not comfortable going door to door. I'm like, when my dad would send me to get bum cigarettes from my uncle, it was always horrible. Like I hated doing that. So I just was like, "No, I'm not gonna raise money to go to Florida." Like whatever. I think the closest thing we ever did, I think it was for our either our baseball team or our runners team, but we raised money by just like almost like a bake sale or like a hot dog thing. But like no, we made food at some place and people showed up. They're like, "Oh, how much for a plate?" Yeah, so that was easier because that's something that they're interested in. Like we made lunch for them and stuff. Yeah.
Was it a
So
brat beef? Brat fry?
brat
Brat
fry,
stand?
yeah, brat stand. Yeah. All right. Segment
I
challenge.
was just gonna say the Skyway has been littered with Girl Scouts though selling cookies the past couple weeks. I don't know. I don't know if they're there legitimately or not. I've been thinking about checking for permits and.
Well, maybe just walk around with a case. Like it could be empty. You could have bought it like years ago. Or like, ugh. Yeah, you should have been here earlier, girls,
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Segue challenge.
If you will sponsor me by buying these magazines, I can pay you back with a new topic at some point.
Listen, kid, I'm trying to eat my goddamn dinner. All right. Okay, let's go with my love. I love the Mount Rushmore ranking system. I don't even know if that's an actual thing, but you know how it goes. They're like, "Oh, you pick four people from a thing like sports or acting, whatever, and pick the four people up there." Now, John, I know you don't really like ranking stuff, but like you have to admit it's just four people. You kind of you get a broad sense of whatever it is and you put them up there. Now, I personally like the concept of the ranking system. I don't necessarily like the Mount Rushmore itself. As a Native American, we have strong opinions about that. We prefer the crazy horse side. Yeah. But like, I love just thinking like, oh, for the challenge, who are my top four, which would be Wes, Evelyn, Abram, and it's either the guy who was canceled, Evan. I don't know if I could do that. Or it's Abram. Yeah, or yeah.
You already said Abram.
Yeah. Well, put him up there twice.
No,
You're
wow,
wrong.
you
It's
can't even do
CT.
one example of
Okay, I
Evelyn
was gonna say
on
CT actually. Yeah, CT
there.
has slowly gotten up there where you're like, oh, he's amazing. So yeah, Wes, Evelyn, CT, and Abram.
All
And
right, but let me
Abram.
ask you this. Of those four, which is Washington, which is Lincoln, which is Jefferson? And which is Roosevelt.
Were they ranked? Like, is that a thing? Like in the order of that? Because
I
Mount.
mean, they're in an order.
Okay, but at the same time, it's like Washington. They're not facing in the same direction though. I don't think it's in an order. I think it's just them standing there looking at each other nervously. I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know.
I've
I
never
just think
considered
truly to do the Mount Rushmore order, you have to know
it.
which is which president.
Okay, fine. Wes is Washington. Who are even the four? It's in that order. It's Washington, then Teddy.
Jefferson,
Oh, Jefferson. Okay.
and
Then
then Teddy, then old Honest Abe with a gap in between.
that's where you put your extra Abram.
Yeah,
So yeah, I don't know.
I saw the Mount Rushmore in real life, and it was
Oh
like the
my
most
gosh.
disappointing thing I've ever seen. I was like, I had to spend like $35 just to park in this parking ramp. And then there's like a million shops you have to walk by where they all just want your money, and they're selling a bunch of postcards and like have all those machines where you put in like 2 quarters and a penny, and then you crank the thing and the gears will roll out the flattened penny with the Mount Rushmore on it, and you're like, oh, cool. And then you finally get up and look at like Mount Rushmore and you're like, oh, that's it. And then you're like, oh, you can see all the rocks that they chiseled out. And they just left them there. Kind of looks like a pile of trash underneath it. You know, like they could have cleaned up a little bit after themselves. I don't
You
know.
ever watch that movie Nebraska? No.
No.
Oh, that's kind of like the culmination of the movie is just him being like, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look like it's finished. Like just basically what you're saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was a movie called Skins, where in the book, it's about these Native American brothers, but the whole thing, the brother's like, you know what we gotta do one day? We gotta fucking, throw a bomb up there and explode Washington's nose off or something like that. And at the end, that's what they do in the book. And you're like, oh shit. But in the movie, he just takes, was it blood or black paint or something like that? And he just throws it over the skull and it just kind of drips over the face of Washington. And you're like, that is not the same thing. It looks like he has a nosebleed or something. Or he's an evil guy working for the monster in The Fifth Element. Remember that? He would always make them like rain from their forehead like some chocolate syrup or something. Anyways.
Which Hitchcock movie was there scenes at Mount Rushmore? Was it North by Northwest, maybe?
You're thinking of Richie Rich. No, I'm
Oh,
kidding.
you're right. I was thinking of Richie Rich also.
I think that's North by Northwest, yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, Dave, you've said you've seen it. What do you think of the ranking system? You must do this in your head, right?
I really love ranking things because when you have top four, it's really good. It's like for movies, it's kind of difficult because I have like I think my top four movies is number one, like George Washington would be Goodfellas. And then I think Thomas Jefferson would probably be Interstellar. And then Teddy Roosevelt would be like Silence of the Lambs. And then my Abraham Lincoln would be Lord of the Rings trilogy. I'm just throwing all three movies up
The
there.
What's your Mount Rushmore of ranking systems? So
Ooh.
Mount Rushmore is up there. Stars, 5 stars system, that's got to be up there.
Rotten Tomatoes, that's got to be up there. That's a
Thumbs
good
up,
ranking system.
right? Two thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs is Lincoln.
Man, I've never heard of that being a system of ranking. Wait, John, though, you had to have in your lifetime have the like, yeah, what's the four, whatever. What are the top horsemen in the Bible that will bring about the apocalypse?
Oh man, it's got to be death, famine, pestilence, and war. Like those are my four.
Oh my gosh. So you never have, you really hate rankings that much. You're like, nope, never gonna do
I mean, I'll do it if forced to, but
it. Damn it.
it makes me enjoy things less.
All right, Dave, pull out the gun. John,
Gun to your head,
give us four
literally.
something. Like just, yeah, there has to be something. How about punk bands, maybe? I don't know.
I'll give my top four, my Mount Rushmore of punk bands I listened to in high school would probably be NoFX, Bad Religion, The Vandals, and AFI.
Sweet. Wait a minute. AFI is your Abraham Lincoln.
Yep. Abraham FI.
Abram fire inside. Abraham, sorry. Oh my God. Abram, his ears are burning tonight. Holy shit. All right. Is that the show? I guess so.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Goodbye, everyone. Go to a few goldilockbears.com. I was Vincent Cloud.
Subscribe or follow us in your favorite podcast app. I was John Nemeth.
And I'm David Lauer. Thanks for listening.